Right now, it is time to bring in Judy Werpin, Dr. Judy Werpin, with Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, Simon Loses His Tummy, and also her latest book, which was Before Her Voice Was Still. And we welcome in Dr. Judy Werpin. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. What a lovely introduction.
Which part?
Thanks. It's good to talk to you again. I want to talk to you about a conversation I had this week with somebody who called me for help in losing weight. We tend to, in this day and age, have most of our consultations by phone or by Zoom. And this woman called me because she is off, she had been on an antidepressant that was known to cause weight gain. She had gained weight, about 40 pounds, despite the fact that before she went on the antidepressants, she had been at an almost Olympic level athlete, although she never really competed, but she was considered a very advanced athlete in her field, and she'd never really worried about her weight or overeating. Well, she called me because she was finding it almost impossible to lose weight on this particular antidepressant. This story is not unique. Other people have had the same problem. And she was changing. She was going to graduate school in the fall, and she was really worried that she might get stressed again, so much so that she might need to go back on the antidepressant and gain more weight. And she was, frankly, sort of terrified at doing this because any more weight gain would have sort of plunged her into the obese category, which was something totally unacceptable to her and obviously to many people. And when we talked about, you know, the situation that was occurring while she was gaining weight, she said to me, and this, Jill, you know, we've talked about before, well, you know, my doctor said I should eat healthily and exercise, you know, and avoiding fat, sugar, what have you. She said, I knew all that. She said, of course, I've been following that kind of, you know, eating style and exercise pattern for all my adult life. But the doctor had absolutely no concrete suggestions about what to do because, you know, I was taking a drug that was obviously taking over my ability to control my appetite. And, you know, and after we finished the conversation, I thought, well, gee, you know, maybe there's some new antidepressants that have come on the market that have less of a weight gain potential, and perhaps this is something that she ought to suggest to her physician if she thinks she needs to have an antidepressant again when she starts graduate school. So, you know, I went online and I looked up some of the, there are several new antidepressants that have entered the market, been approved by the FDA over the last, let's say, 6 or 7 years. And what struck me was that a few of them still are associated with weight gain, and one of them was associated with not a significant weight gain. And that term, you know, not significant, really hit me because I thought to myself, what does this really mean, not significant? Not significant to the doctor, not significant to the patient, not significant to, I don't know, medical records if you're looking at whether somebody's obese or not. And then I sort of went beyond that and I said to myself, well, what would really be considered a significant weight gain or weight loss related to antidepressants? And what's interesting is this. There was a study that was concluded a couple of years ago in which a group of doctors in Canada looked at the weight loss of, you know, really many hundreds of patients who were on a community-based weight loss program in one of the cities in Canada, in which they were medically supervised, and the objective was to change their lifestyle so they would eat healthily, exercise, all those good things. And they were looking at weight loss among a group of people who were on antidepressants and other medications and a group of people who had never been medicated. And what they found was that both groups lost about the same amount of weight over almost 2 years. And the amount of weight they lost was about 8 pounds, 7.5 pounds, actually. And the conclusion of this article was that this was a significant weight loss, and it showed the efficacy of the weight loss intervention, the program, and the fact that if you were on an antidepressant, it didn't really matter because you lost the same amount of weight as the people who weren't. Okay, fine. And then I'm thinking to myself, so what if you're a patient, and you go to, you're put on an antidepressant X, and after about 6 weeks or 2 months, you go back to your doctor and say, you know, I just gained 8 pounds, like 4 pounds each month. And your doctor says to you, oh, don't worry about that. That's not a significant weight gain, which I'm sure is something that is said all the time. What's 8 pounds? It's not even, you know, a dress size or your waist size that should be increased. And so there's really this almost double standard of, well, you know, weight loss of 8 pounds over almost 2 years is really great, but if you are gaining weight on your antidepressant, who cares, according to, you know, the healthcare provider? That's nothing. And that's not nothing. It's totally significant, especially to people who've never gained weight in their life, except maybe when they were pregnant. It's totally significant, and it should not be disregarded that way in such a cavalier fashion. And the second thing is, some of the suggestions concerning these new antidepressants is, well, if your patient is gaining weight, you know, give that patient some advice about eating better and exercising. And I thought, good grief. Yeah, that's right. You're going to say, oh, you know, eat more vegetables and go out and take a walk every day. And that's really going to help people who have a drug in their brain that's making them lose control over their appetite. And it occurred to me that I started looking at this problem almost 20 years ago when we ran a weight loss center at a psychiatric hospital associated with Harvard. And it hasn't changed. Nobody except us at this point has come up with a specific program to help people control their appetite when there's a drug inside their brain telling them that they can't control it. It's really sad that this has happened, that nobody else has developed or tested or experimented with any other kind of program that specifically targets this subgroup of people who are gaining weight and doesn't say, well, you're like everybody else, because they're not.
Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? She said sarcastically and snottily. No, I'm sorry, but it's like knowing, well, this works very well for XYZ, but we're not going to offer it because... don't ask me too many questions. No, it's really now getting to the annoying part, because I'm sorry to interrupt, but there are adverts, you know, all the time for these things that say, and I've lowered my A1C, whatever that, and I've even lost, you know, what, 8 pounds, which is great that they've lost 8 pounds, but over when? And P.S., how much did you put on because you were taking something that you were prescribed because you needed it?
Exactly. You know, I'm trying to think of what if, is it not a good analogy, but let's say, God forbid, you had to go in for chemotherapy and you were told you're going to lose all your hair, but don't worry about it, Jill. You know, you'll look fine with a bald head. That's a very significant factor in how I perceive myself during this very difficult period of my life. And the point is, people who know they're going to lose hair almost immediately are visited by somebody from a wig shop or told, you know, how to tie a scarf or how to put on a baseball cap or something, so that you, when you go outside, you don't feel strange,
right.
Alien. Nobody would think your hair loss was insignificant, never, from an emotional standpoint. But how can you say that if you gain weight and you've never gained weight in your life, you know, knowingly, because you've never had problems with it, that it's insignificant? There really has to be some kind of groundswell on the part of patients that say, okay, I need help. You just tell me how you're going to provide it, and don't tell me that I should just go to a Weight Watchers or, you know, buy packaged goods from some kind of national organization that's going to get me to lose weight, because they do not treat people who are gaining weight on antidepressants.
The whole thing is, Judy, is that the medical community, and especially the advertising of medical community, looks at I'll say this, fat people, overweight people, as people as people that have problems with controlling their food intake, and it doesn't filter down to the fact that if you are a normal human being and you have a normal weight range of, let's say, 158 to 163 pounds, and you're not warned in advance and told in advance of what a medicine can do, it is very alarming to you. Someone who might get up to 175 pounds, it's a very alarming and also disabling thing. It's just
exactly. Yeah. And not only, it's physically disabling and emotionally disabling, especially when people say to you, oh, you gained weight, didn't you? And what are you going to say? Well, yes, you know, I'm suffering from bipolar disorder and I'm taking this medication. Yeah. What are you going to do? Announce you know, your medication schedule to somebody to justify your weight gain?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I've got a medical. No, it's wrong, but we're going to fix it. And Marshall's saying, yes, we are, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, fine. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wershman, Food for Mood.